Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dyson in the lane. Little right-hander is no good. Rebound tipped up and in. Onyeka Okongwu just tipped it in, and the Hawks have taken the lead. Atlanta takes the lead. 117-116.
That was Steve Holman on the call of the Hawks beating the Celtics last night. 117-116. And a little bit of a nail-biter there right at the very end of that one.
Yeah, it definitely was. Came down to, obviously, the last couple possessions. Both teams kind of trading turnovers before Jaylen Brown gets up a shot at the buzzer but doesn't fall. And Hawks get one of the more improbable victories that I've ever seen in an NBA game. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Quinn Snyder yesterday said basically that it was like a football team playing without their top three quarterbacks. Didn't have a ball handler. Dyson Daniels, obviously, way down in his history, has been able to pull that off. But, man, it's... I just couldn't believe what I was watching because I watched basically the fourth quarter of this game, and I was like, what am I even seeing? The Hawks didn't lead throughout the game, probably since the first quarter until that tip-in, and just crazy. 16-point underdogs and able to pull it off last night.
Snapping a two-game losing streak of their own and then being able to take out the defending two-time NBA champs. I'd say that win was pretty significant. What do you think it might do for this team going forward? And considering the fact that they didn't have the services of Trae Young in this one as well.
Yeah, he's got that Achilles tendonitis, which is apparently a thing these days. because Christian McCaffrey had it, Trae's had it, and it's not something you've heard a lot of in the past. So hopefully that's he gets past that. I just think it gives the team some confidence, especially – you don't know how long they're going to be without Trae. I mean, I'm not sure how long he's going to be, you know, this is going to keep him out. But
I don't think they play again until Friday.
Yeah, it just gives you a little bit of confidence, right? I mean, and that's kind of what is important, getting some confidence. And you got to, I think you play, is it Washington they play next? And I think it's a NBA Cup game as well. Yeah.
We're going for the trophy. Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, we're going for the trophy.
If
they'd have lost, they'd be like, man, who cares about the NBA Cup? But now they want, I'm like, yeah, we're going for the trophy. No big deal.
I don't know. I got thoughts on, I don't necessarily understand it. I know it's a round robin thing, and then you play in games in like a semi or something, and then in a finals. I don't know. It's weird.
More ways to win stuff.
It feels.
Let me pause you.
But
because
it doesn't even get you in the playoffs if you win it.
Let me pause you, though, because I do feel like Boston had some guys that were dinged up. And I saw a couple people on the socials yesterday saying they don't know if, and I can't remember who it was. I think it was Tatum, maybe, and maybe Derek White. That they were like, I don't know if Boston plays these guys if it's not an NBA Cup game. So I think there's a positive side to that. I think there is. I truly believe that.
If I'm Boston, I'm not overly caring if I – this is going to sound extremely silly, but in today's NBA, maybe it's not as silly as it's going to sound as I say it. If you were to advance all the way to the end, now you're having to play an extra game in the regular season if you win the NBA Cup. And I know it's just one game, but this is a league where load management has become such an issue that the league has talked about how to handle it, right? So I don't know if you're a team that just went in a long playoff run, is expected to go in another. Do you really want guys playing extra games if you don't have to?
Yeah.
Would be my question. Again, it's one game. I get it. But it's just something that pops in your head. So if you can give them a night off, you can. But they're 9-3. I think they want to probably get as far out as they can and then coast the rest of the year, maybe.
Yeah, I think they definitely do. And you got to give love, first of all, to Jalen Johnson, the triple-double. I saw Trae Young's tweet last night. He called him Jalen Trip Dub Johnson. Said this is about to be a regular for him. Dyson Daniels, obviously, like I said, handling the ball a lot last night, and that's not something he's – you didn't know he was comfortable doing it until last night, although he did have 5 turnovers but played a nice night. And Onyeka, probably Onyeka's best game at least since the opener, and I thought it was awesome to watch, man. Just a lot of guys digging deep and playing roles that they're not used to. And being able to get it done. We just did not listen. You didn't think that Keaton Mitchell and Garrison Matthews and Larry Nance would be playing such meaningful minutes in a game this early in the season. But here's where we find ourselves, man. Yeah. So and you know, look, shout out to them for being able to do it and pull it off.
Kind of shows a little bit of depth there. So that's never a bad thing to see.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.